What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google.
What's up, Local Crown entrepreneurs? I am here today with Travis Belize, and we are going to talk a ton about marketing, social media, being an entrepreneur. I am super, super excited. I'm going to hand the mic over to Travis. Just tell us how you got started, what you've been doing, how you got into the space you're in.
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Travis Belize. I've been in this space since 2010. So 12 years in the game, over a decade. From St. Louis, Missouri, and another young gentleman also is from St. Louis, Missouri, Prince E. A lot of you are known by Prince EA. And me and him partnered up back in 2010. I met him and became friends with him. And, you know, he had a movement called Make Smart Cool at the time. And I kind of joined that. And I was just really sold on it. And then worked with him in terms of helping him kind of blow up his brand. And then after that happened in 2014, I decided to start helping other people. So yeah, that's how I got started in the game.
Awesome. Yeah, that's really cool. So I just going off that, blowing up someone's brand. When people say and are starting their business, a lot of things you hear in social media is, you know, create your brand. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend your biggest tips are for someone who really has not a clue on what their brand could be right now?
Yeah, it comes down to two really simple things. And the first thing is, what do you do that's different from everybody else? It doesn't matter if you're an artist. It doesn't matter if you're an engineer. Well, whatever it is that you do, could be a blogger, could be, you know, it doesn't matter. There's something about what you do that's different from everybody else. That is your brand. Whatever it is that's it's about you that's different. You got to understand, brand is a feeling, right? What do people feel when they see you, right? How do they feel, right? What are you fostering up inside them? What do they think when they see you? That is really what your brand is. But number two, and this is the most important thing when it comes to that, is really understanding how you can, at least in this space, right, in the social media space, right, what problems and questions are you answering for the everyday person, right? Like, how are you making other people's lives easier? How are you giving them solutions to the problems that they already have? When you do that, that's when they grow attached to you. That's how you get a fan base, because they're going to always look at you as a person that they go to for an answer to their problems.
Awesome. Yeah, that's, I think, a big thing is grasping onto whatever that thing is that you are different, mm-hmm. which I think a lot of people need to find, but it just takes time as you kind of go through it and kind of are, you know, trying new things, I guess.
Yeah.
Awesome. So you have been working on social media and you started your own company called Inner Light Media, correct? So yeah. So how'd that go? How'd that, you jumped into that, or it was, I mean, I'm sure some rough patches and everything like that.
Yeah. So what happened was, I was working with Prince E, and, you know, Prince E was just putting out viral video after viral video after viral video. And I was, you know, managing his profiles and all that type of stuff. And, eventually a bunch of people were asking, yo, how are you guys doing this? Like, how are you guys creating all these like crazy viral videos at the time? Like, you gotta say, like, back in 2014, 2015, nobody was really getting the like 100 million views, 200 million views on like Facebook and stuff like that, right? There was like the Chewbacca mom. I don't know if you guys remember the Chewbacca mom, but that was a viral video during that time. But outside of videos, like rare videos like that, it just wasn't a whole lot of videos going super viral, especially in the positive motivational niche specifically. And so people were like, yo, a lot of entrepreneurs and speakers were like, how are you guys doing this? And so, Prince E is, you know, he's a creative. So he just likes to do his own thing. Right. But me, on the other hand, I'm like, well, yeah, I'll let you know. And at first I was just giving the game away for free. I was just telling people, yo, this is how we did it. Mm-hmm. And I started realizing I can make a business out of this. So it was like, why not? So anyway, I started you know, coaching people and telling people how to do it. And then eventually these people started to blow up and I gained a reputation for that.
Awesome. Yeah. So just like throwing out viral video after viral video, is there any good tip you can point out to like what kind of makes those videos just so successful?
Yeah, it all comes down to three really important things when it comes to creating a viral video. Number one is feeling again, right? What feeling do you want somebody to have when they watch your video, right? You got to really own that. The problem with a lot of people is they just want to give a bunch of information and think like, yo, this video should be good. No. People, information, you can get information. You can read information. It's not going to make something go viral, right? Mm-hmm. So to make something go viral is how you make them feel. How are you going to make them feel when they watch your video? Are they going to be surprised? Are they going to be happy? Are they going to be sad? Are they going to be angry? How often do you see somebody see an angry, something, you know, that makes them angry, whether it's a post or a video, and they click, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, and they just like rage share a post, you know. But the opposite also happens too. When something positive happens, like, oh my gosh, I really love this, and share. You know, mm-hmm. that's what people should. So that's number one, is it's got to make them feel something, right? It's got to be shareable. Number two, you know, you want to speak to a specific person, right? And when I say that is like, let's say, you know, somebody like, let's just say mothers, everyday mothers who's having issues with their kids, right? That's a specific person. So people that identify with that are going to, you know, they're going to listen to what you have to say. And then that's what's going to create shareability. And what happens is when those people listen to what you have to say and enough people share it, then people outside of that niche also like to, oh my gosh, that was a good thing to say about mothers. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have a specific audience that you're talking to. You know, it could be, you know, mothers, it could be entrepreneurs, it could be artists, you know, just make sure that you're speaking to a specific person whenever you're doing it. And then lastly, and this is like super, super important, make sure whenever you're posting these videos, you actually have an actual strategy, right? You're not just randomly putting out videos. You're not just putting out videos because you think it's good or anything like that. Have a strategy in place, right? Understand the optimal times, understand when you should post it, understand why you're posting it. Is it relevant to what's going on today? You know, is there, you know, something viral already being spoken about on this topic that you can pick it back off of? Like, who's talking about it? Like, just have a strategy when you're making these posts. And so having those three things in order, you can really make, you know, you're going to speak to someone.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. I think that last tip, I've thought about it, but that's like the hardest thing to do when you're making a social, I think, is people just want to post and then they feel overwhelmed and they have like no plan.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's at least me. I'm like, oh man, this is stressful. So awesome. Well, so kind of piggybacking off that and like having this, you have all these really great steps and you seem like you've kind of just laid out such a perfect system for it and you're teaching people how to do this. So like what got you, I guess, into being such a good process maker on this? Just like trial and error, or did you just kind of, you know, like time went on or?
Yeah, it's definitely trial and error. I mean, for 4 years, for 2010, 2014, we was trying our best to make videos that connect, you know, and we just weren't successful. I mean, we had semi-success, like we get a million views here, a million views there, but it wasn't at the level that we thought it deserved. Mm-hmm. And eventually we just kind of like and understood that. And here's the thing. You can't predict virality, but you can predict success.
Okay.
So you don't necessarily know something's going to go viral, but you do know that you can do a bunch of stuff to make sure it's a successful video and enough people see it. So once you do that, you can almost engineer the virality of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's super interesting. Yeah. And I'm like the planning probably all leads up into that as well. Yep. Awesome. Yeah. So kind of shifting gear here. I know that you have a social on your Instagram, you put out tons of videos just on mindset and you have a kind of a win regardless mindset. And I love it. Like you're full of information. And I think like a big thing our listeners would like to hear is your take on that win regardless mindset. How'd you create it? How'd you, I guess, switch your thoughts into that mindset?
So I come from St. Louis, Missouri, Northside. A lot of people don't know this, but St. Louis is always ranked in the top five most dangerous cities in America. I grew up in group homes. Group homes are state-run facilities where I didn't grow up with my parents. And, you know, I ended up in jail. And so I had a, you know, very difficult upbringing. And what I realized was that, you know, no matter my circumstances, no matter what's happened to me, I have the obligation to win in life. Like I have that obligation. It is my duty to do the best I can and give the world the most that I have. And the only way I can do that is by understanding that I can only win with a positive mindset. You can't win with a negative mindset. If you can't win with the mindset that I can't do it. So the only way you can do it is by doing it. You give yourself a shot by understanding that you can do it. You don't give yourself a shot when you think you can't. So once I realized that, I said, you know, I have to win regardless in life, no matter what. So let me figure out the best way to win. And so that's when I started developing different strategies and stuff like that on how I can win no matter which circumstance that I'm in.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's like crazy about your history and past. Do you have like a specific moment where you just like really clicked for you? Like, did it take something or was it, you know, an official breaking point kind of?
Yeah, in jail. You know, I watched, you know, people, you know, throw their lives away all for the sake of, you know, trying to impress people and things like that. And then I realized that even though there's a lot of people in jail physically, there's more people in jail mentally. There's more people in jail mentally that's outside of prison. And so I started realizing we all have these masks on that we have, mm-hmm. where we're too afraid to jump out and live our true selves. We're too afraid to be our authentic self. We're too afraid to do what we want. The number one regret of dying is not living the true life that you really wanted. And I just realized that that's most people. People create the prisons that they live in. And so I wanted to break free from that. You know, I saw it every day. I woke up to it every day. You know, I saw people 40, 50 years old gangbanging. And it's like these guys are trying to give you 50 years to 100 years in jail. And you worried about what this man got to think about. That's crazy to me. So I'm like, I didn't want to be a part of that anymore. And I felt like it was silly. And, you know, I had enough.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, like that seems just so cool that you could break that like mental prison that you had. But is there any for sure way that you just broke out of that positive or right into that positive mindset? Or do you have like a specific tip? I feel like that's such a hard barrier to break that it had to take some serious like mental tenacity.
If there was a specific formula for that, the world would be
a better place. Yeah.
It comes down to the bottom line is there has to be a revelation within a person that I want to get the best possible outcome for my life.
Yeah.
And everybody wants the same thing. Everybody wants respect. Everybody wants love. Everybody wants to be valued. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants that, right? The difference is everybody goes about those things different ways, right? That's just the only difference. We go about those things different ways. Some people think, you know, because like there's certain quicker paths to gaining the affection of people, right? Like, for example, a lot of people like, you know, to be bullies or use violence to gain respect of people because they know, oh my gosh, if I do this violent act, then I know people are going to respect me. They're not going to want to mess with me. They're going to always bow down to me, right? Mm-hmm. Or if you get a lot of money, you gain a lot of power. You can control people, right? So a lot of people do those paths. But the real path is having something valuable within yourself that you can give to the world that everybody respects you, shows you love for. You know, because people will like you. People will want to be around you when you're able to make people's lives better. Or provide solutions to themselves, or just being able to be a value add to the life. And so when you do that with integrity, then people are going to want to be around you. People are going to want to be a part of you. People are going to want to, you know, just, you know, continue to, you know, allow that value add to mean something more to them. So having a tip in terms of how to just switch your mindset, it really comes down to a person's willingness to let go of everything that they've thought and come down to how do I achieve the optimal form of living for myself? There just has to be a breaking point. There's no formula for that. I'm sure there probably is that some, maybe some supercomputer could come up with, but I don't think it's been discovered yet. So
yeah. Yeah, the person that does that will be, yeah, making it big for sure.
Yeah, for me, it just came down to I had enough. You know, I was dealing. I tried this way. I tried this way. I tried this way, and I'm like, you know what? If I do this, you know, live with integrity, understand that my value is here, and I give this to people freely, then this is going to give me everything I wanted. But you know, I just have to come to the realization first, and that's the difficult part for people.
Yeah, that's awesome. Something that I know I struggle with a lot, maybe some of our listeners will too, is like determining once I have given some value or finding some value to give someone is like giving it a cost, you know? So how do you kind of balance that out? You know, you want to be this, I always do this. I always sign up for everything and I'm like, yeah, I can do everything. And then I hit a point where I'm packing myself a little bit too heavy. So do you have like a good line or advice you can give someone on like know your worth, but always be providing value?
So I always have this thing where I tell people, when you're first starting off in the game, work for free.
Yeah. You know,
because you need to develop a reputation. You need to develop your skill sets. And you need to make sure you can deliver on your goods. Mm-hmm. If you're working for free, nobody can complain. You're working for free. You know what I'm saying? That way you can make all your mistakes and whatever the case may be. But once you start becoming good, it's like this. When you start becoming good at things, you feel confident about yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But when you become great at something, people start telling you that you're great. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to say it anymore. So what happens is when you start doing certain things and becoming good at stuff, then what you can do is your reputation starts to increase, and then you won't have to worry about whether or not people are going to come to you trying to get jobs, because people will be spreading your name all over the place. That's what happened to me. I was helping people for free. And then next, you know, everybody that I was helping was just blowing up. And then everybody started coming. Hey, listen, I'll pay you. This guy came to me and said, I'll pay you whatever it is in order to do the same thing you were doing for these other people. And I'm like, okay. And I came up with a price. So the pricing is always going to fluctuate, because it's going to come down to where you are in your life. The algorithm comes down to where you are in your life, what you need to sustain yourself, and how much it actually costs you. And what I mean by that is the cost for you to do something. Like, is this going to take you all day? Okay, well, then how much is your day worth? You know, is your day worth $500? Is your day worth $5,000? What's your day worth? Is it going to take you 2 hours? You know what I'm saying? And then when you get to that point, it's going to come to a point where it's like, okay, it's no longer about the time. It's about the transformation that you give people. Okay. So it's like, all right, because you could give somebody an hour's worth of stuff, but the transformation could be worth a million. You know what I'm saying? Like there's a quote, I can't remember who it was. I think it was Picasso, you know, and I don't think it's a true story, but it's just the saying, right? Where this one, you know, Picasso was in his market, you know, he's painting. And then his woman said, hey, can you draw me a portrait? He said, yeah, sure I can. And then, you know, he drew this portrait. It took him like 10 minutes to draw. And he said, yeah, that'd be $50,000. And she said, $50,000, it took you 10 minutes to do. He said, yeah, but it took me 50 years to get to the point to where I can do this in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So, you know, at that point, it's like, okay, you know, that's where it comes from. So anyway, what transformation can you give people, and what's it worth to them? You know, then that's when you start making the big bucks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So I think that's something really big in social media today. I mean, I just know that everything's kind of, especially right now, shifting to that like online reaching out to people. So you gotta determine your price based off of how many people am I hitting on my online social. And like, you can kind of build that with your business and everything. So is there any way like you can tell businesses, you know, as you grow, as you're planning and you have a schedule with your social media, like you can start kind of dump, like, is there a good way to price plan on how much to dump into that social media marketing and how important that is? Sorry, does that make sense the way I asked that?
So I always tell people social media is an investment. You know, the thing is, when you get an audience, I always tell people, if having an audience is beneficial to you and your business, then I recommend really going all in it. And the reason why I say that is because once you have that audience, there is no limit to what that can do for you and your business. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like if you have let's just say you have an audience of 500,000 strong followers that you can rely on, right? We're talking, you know, you'd be a bestseller. We're talking about you should be able to tour with that. We're talking, you know, you could, you know, sell audio, but like there's so many things you could do with that audience. You can get sponsorship deals that, you know, you can sell courses. Like it's no limit on the amount of money you can make once you build that audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it costs you 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 to build that audience, that's cool because you're going to reap that back 100-fold, 1,000-fold over the course of the next year, 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's well worth it. I don't really have, I would just say whatever you can afford to spend, right?
Yeah.
And given the fact that if social media, if there is a way you can get, you know, if this, you know, works into your business goals and your personal goals, then whatever you can afford to spend, spend it.
Spend it on that. Yeah. And I think that's like a big thing businesses are kind of struggling to pivot towards right now is, oh, I have to dump a bunch of money into this. And they're not really seeing that really quick outlook. Would you like say there's a good time span they should be just really stick with it because it doesn't happen as quick as you like? Or is there really quick ways? Like you said, you guys were putting out viral videos like crazy, you know? Is there any way to like speed up that process for them?
The only way to speed up the process is working with somebody that already knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants everything instantly. Oh, I want 1 million followers instantly. Yeah, sure. But,
yeah.
You know, if you want to speed up the process, then you're going to have to spend the money on somebody that knows what they're doing, period. And if you want to, you know, build the community up, actually, then, I mean, take some time to do it. I mean, it's not going to be instant. It's going to take some time. But again, once you get there, it's there. You know, once you build the audience, it's there. All you got to do is just keep on making content. That's it.
That's it.
So yeah, if you want it as quick as possible, you're just going to have to hire somebody, spend some money on somebody that knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I think, a big thing that like businesses are going to have to work on nowadays, especially moving online. Is there any way that, like you said in one of your videos on Instagram, that you've had to pivot a lot this year with your business? Can you talk to that on just like creative ways to pivot right now? Well, it's so hard.
Yeah. So one of the biggest things for me is I used to, meet all my clients in person. And obviously because of COVID that became a little bit more difficult. So the thing is things are always changing.
Yeah.
So if you don't learn how to pivot, if you don't learn how to meet your client where they're at, no matter when it is, then your business can't succeed. So being able to pivot is probably the fundamental, most important thing about any business. It doesn't matter what you have or what brand you are, if you can't meet your client where they're at, then you just won't be successful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the Zoom calling and, you know, FaceTiming and all that's been just like super hard on people lately.
Yeah.
We're new. Yeah. So, I mean, but that's kind of crazy because I mean, even an online marketing company had to pivot and like some people are like, we don't even use our office building anymore. So that is really crazy. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, awesome. Well, do you have any more tips or anything else you'd like to share with our audience today on, you know, like building themselves up, getting themselves out there, and maybe pushing past the I'm not very confident making social media posts?
Yeah. So here's the thing. Most of the reason why people aren't confident is because they're afraid of people's reactions. Let me tell you something. You're not meant to connect with everybody. In fact, you're not meant to connect with most people. But there's 7.5 billion people on the planet. All you need is this many. That's all you need.
Yeah.
The whole point is you only want to connect with the people whose lives you could transform. It's just like business. You know, of course you want, you know, you want to set everybody, but you know you can't. You know that you have to, in order to make the most of your sales, you have to build something specifically for somebody. It's the same thing with your story. Your story has to be something that connects to a specific person. Most of the people it's not going to connect to, and that's fine, because the people that it connects to are your clientele. Those are your base, and that's what you want to do. So don't be afraid to tell your story. Your story is the most important thing that's going to connect you and the audience to find your people.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I think that's so important. And I think like returning customers are like, you know, your biggest clientele base, which is huge. Yeah. Well, awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Travis, for your time today. And if our audience wants to learn more about you or the best way to reach out to you, is there any thing you want to throw out there for them to connect with you?
Yeah. Just follow me on my socials, Travis Believes. You can find me on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that was amazing. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning into our Local Crown podcast. I'm your host, Antonia, and we will see you next time.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.